we start recording. And Prince, if you could give me the pronunciation of your name, your first and last name, so we get it right on the broadcast.
Thank you very much. My full name is Prince Sanjay Saha, PRINCE SANJAY, and last name SAHA.
Wonderful. Thank you. I want to make sure we pronounce your name correctly when we tell this story. And you're the Senior Manager of Program Support with Compassion International in Bangladesh. And Prince, we're talking today about the flooding situation, which you just clarified is in the northern part of the country. And I understand some of your compassion centers were closed already because of the COVID crisis. So is the flooding affecting any of Compassion's work in this northern area?
Thank you. We have a few projects there. Actually, in Bangladesh, we have 174 projects. But since this is this flood is happening at the very northern part of the country, and we have two projects there who are not completely affected, but there are around 400 families supported by Compassion International Bangladesh. The projects are in Sunamganj area, which has been surrounded by flood water. Most of the people from this area are day laborer. They work in paddy fields and extracting coal and sand from the rivers. They live below poverty line. There is no report of damage of any Compassion beneficiaries till date, but the project leaders have been monitoring the situation. Due to lockdown of COVID-19 pandemic, Compassion projects distributed food relief in the month of May and June. So the families are safe. They are surviving. And there has been no effect, severe effect of the flood on them since they have food and food at their home.
And your thank you for describing that, because that was my next question was about those things. You know, you've been helping them through the pandemic, and now you've had this flooding. Where do you go from here? Is it a matter of surviving day to day, or kind of how is Compassion going to help them, help families get to the next phase of recovery?
Before this flood started, Compassion was already providing them food packages in the last 2 months, and also Compassion plans to continue this until November through different projects. But we have a plan. We are still seeking for resources, much more resources for these people. And we are monitoring the flood, and if it goes worse, then we may need additional support for these families, because the damages are severe, because the houses and toilets are usually flooded, and there can be extreme flood, and there can be food crisis, because there is water all around. Outbreaks of water borne diseases are usual to occur. Homes, toilets, kettles are damaged. And especially children are at risk when there is water all around. Children are likely to drown. The school-going students are more likely to lose their books, notebooks, dresses, bags. And that can happen. And if this situation worsens, then we have to extend supports to them.
How can our listeners and our readers who come across this story, how can they pray for you guys? What are some of the biggest challenges and needs?
Yeah, please pray to the Lord for his hand of safety and guidance upon all flood victims, safety for their lives, especially for the children, since they are the most vulnerable, for their homes and precious animals. Please pray for the first responders and volunteers who are working for the flood victims. Also, please pray for donors and supporters so that we may have resources to support the victims. There can be arrangements of multi-purpose cash grants, food and safe water supply for the people. And later on, people face a loss of their houses. So we may have to repair and build houses and toilets for them. Water becomes a crisis because tube wells and water sources goes underwater. And livestock, they lose all livestock, and we can also provide livestock for their better life. And students, children, they can be provided with necessary materials.
Wonderful. That wraps up my questions for now. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
We may not have the severe crisis at this moment where compassion beneficiaries are affected, but the flood situation continues in Bangladesh till the month of August. So we still have to monitor another month, and we have to be patient. And during this COVID-19 situation, people have been jobless and workless, and they need and supports, and Compassion is a known organization to the people, and especially to our people, our families. When they face the situation, the severe crisis, we need to stand beside them. But we are not sure how and when, but we are praying to God for the support. And please pray for all of us so that we can be there when they need us. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'll end-